Please welcome today's sponsor, Bone Char Free, Vegan Certified, Non-GMO, Zilka Sugar. Sugar as Mother Nature intended it to be.
You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, number 71. Dark, leafy, green vegetables for weight loss, cognitive health, and cancer protection. Yes, I said leafy green vegetables again. I know I'm always bugging you guys about eating more dark leafy greens, but I have never devoted an entire podcast to why. So today I'm going to show you why something as easy as adding more kale, spinach, or mustard greens could help you lose weight, protect you from cognitive decline, lower your risk of certain cancers, and build and protect your bones. And I'm excited to share this information. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I am the founder of this podcast, the Ordinary Vegan website, and a large, engaging, fantastic health and wellness community on Facebook, over 310,000 strong. Just head to facebook.com/ordinaryvegan. Also, please follow me on Instagram, @ordinaryvegan, for exclusive content. My number one goal with this podcast is to serve you and help you live a long and healthy life that is also kind to our planet and to animals. Two podcasts ago, I announced that I launched my first cookbook called The Easy 5-Ingredient Vegan Cookbook. It is available to pre-order on Amazon right now. You can find it by searching for The Easy 5-Ingredient Vegan Cookbook or by my name, Nancy Montori. That's M-O-N-T-U-O-R-I. Not easy to spell. And I will include a link to the pre-order page on Amazon in this week's show notes. And please pre-order, because pre-sales matter. What I was told is when you pre-order a book, it's a clear message to Amazon that there is a demand for my book and it will show up more readily in Amazon search, and independent bookstores will take notice and order my book, and we will spread the plant-based message. Thank you guys for all your support and kindness, and I hope the Easy 5-Ingredient Vegan Cookbook can give you maximum flavors with minimum effort. Now, let's talk about one of my favorite subjects, dark leafy green vegetables. Dark leafy greens include vegetables like kale, arugula, bok choy, collard greens, dandelion greens, spinach, mustard greens, rapini, also known as broccoli rabe, Swiss chard, beet greens, and turnip greens. My daily recommendation of leafy greens is 3 to 4 servings per day. I know that sounds like a lot, but with a little creativity, you can easily meet that recommendation or at least get close to it. But we will get to that. First, let's talk about the why. Dark leafy green vegetables can offer numerous health benefits, and science is backing that up. Let's begin with the connection of leafy greens with cognitive health. In February 2018, a study was published in Neurology, and they found that eating leafy greens each day was tied to a sharper memory and slower decline in the brain. The research included 960 participants of the Memory and Aging Project. Their average age was 81, and none of them had dementia. Each year, the participants underwent a battery of tests to assess their memory. Scientists also kept track of their eating habits and lifestyle habits. to analyze the relationship between leafy greens and age-related cognitive changes, the researchers assigned each participant to one of five groups according to the amount of greens eaten. Those who tended to eat the most greens comprised of the top quintile. I think that's the first time I've ever used that word. Consuming on average about 1 to 3 servings per day. Those in the bottom quintile said they consumed little or no greens. Here is what they found. People who ate 1 to 2 servings of dark leafy greens a day had the mental abilities of those over a decade younger, according to research presented at the American Society for Nutrition Conference. Researchers think vitamin K plays a main role by helping create special fats that are critical to brain function. Also, lutein, folate, and beta-carotene in the greens may also help. In another study at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, researchers found that just eating one serving, which is a half a cup cooked or 1 cup raw, of dark leafy green vegetables a day may significantly reduce memory loss and better preserve cognitive function. The study zeroed in specifically on leafy greens and focused on 960 participants ages 58 to 99. Researchers followed their food consumption habits for about 5 years and tested their cognitive abilities periodically throughout the study. They concluded that it is possible to reduce future cognitive impairment by up to 35% if people regularly eat about 1 to 3 servings of leafy greens a day. Now that's impressive. Since green leafy vegetables are the best dietary source of vitamin K, many researchers believe that a potential link between cognitive impairment and vitamin K. Not only that, vitamin K could be playing a protective role in all age-related conditions such as cardiovascular disease, osteoarthritis, and osteoporosis. Now, let's talk about how leafy green vegetables can play a role in weight loss. But before we do, I want to take a minute to thank Zolka Sugar for sponsoring the Ordinary Vegan podcast for the sweet month of February. As some of you know, all sugar is not vegan. Many brands use bone char from animals to process the sugar white. Due to health concerns, the FDA prohibits the use of bones from the United States meat industry, so the bones of cattle come from countries like Argentina, India, and Pakistan to make bone char to make sugar white. Zolka Sugar was the first brand on the market that labeled their package bone char free. Zolka Sugar is certified vegan, 100% plant-based pure cane sugar, and non-GMO. Sugar as Mother Nature intended it to be. With a very competitive price versus national branded white refined sugar in your local supermarket. Please visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/Zulka Sugars, to learn more. That's facebook.com, Zulka Sugars. This podcast can't exist without the help of sponsors, so thank you, Zulka. Now let's talk about weight loss in leafy greens. In May 2015, a study from Sweden Highlights compared the weight change in eating habits of 38 women who were given a spinach extract or a placebo consumed once daily before breakfast for 12 weeks. All the women were instructed to follow a 3-meal plan without any snacking between meals. Every 3 weeks, their body weight was analyzed. The study also measured ratings of hunger and satiety. Results showed that the subjects receiving the spinach extract lost significantly more body weight than those on the placebo. consumption of the spinach also reduced total and LDL cholesterol and decreased the urge for other foods. These results showed quite clearly the connection between weight loss and the increased consumption of spinach. Another study in over 130,000 adults found that people who increased their intake of green leafy vegetables lost more weight over 4 years compared to people who didn't. Spinach contains something called thylakoids. Several studies have found that adding thylakoids to your diet can help to reduce feelings of hunger, it can increase feelings of fullness, it can reduce cravings, and increase weight loss in adults. Thylakoids are structures only found in plants, and they contain chlorophyll. If you remember from podcast number 56, Eating the Rainbow for Optimal Health, chlorophyll is the pigment responsible for making certain plants green in color. I think I've mentioned this before, but in one study published in the Journal of Appetite, overweight women were given a blueberry drink before breakfast with either 5 grams of thylakoids from spinach or a blueberry drink without thylakoids. Consuming the drink with thylakoids led to a 21% reduction in hunger and 14% increase in fullness compared to the group without the spinach. Furthermore, cravings for snacks and sweets during the rest of the day were reduced by 35%. In another study, overweight women who supplemented with thylakoids from spinach for 12 weeks lost significantly more weight. There are actually so many studies backing up this theory that eating foods high in thylakoids help you feel more full, decrease your appetite after eating them, and aids in weight loss. So here is my recommendation. If you're trying to lose weight, stop cravings, or want to improve your cognitive health, begin tomorrow. Eat green leafy vegetables every morning, like spinach, kale, broccoli, or dandelion greens, which all contain the highest amounts of thylakoids. There are so many ways to sneak spinach into your morning routine. Personally, I love steamed spinach in the morning with a splash of fresh lemon juice, but you could also consume it raw in a delicious green smoothie. Or you could make a green smoothie bowl by blending 3 cups of spinach, a banana, 1/2 cup of plant milk, 1/2 cup of frozen berries or mango chunks, and blend that with a little water. Then put that in a bowl and top it with berries, granola, coconut flakes, hemp seeds, and nuts. That is the way to start your day. Juicing is another natural and nutritious way to get your greens in the morning. Juice a few cups of kale leaves with a Granny Smith apple and add some lemon juice. Or scramble up some tofu with a mix of chopped greens like kale or Swiss chard. The most important takeaway here is that leafy green vegetables are an excellent addition to a weight loss diet and one of the most important vegetables you can consume. They are packed with vitamins, minerals, and fiber, and they're also low in calories. And the fiber also keeps you feeling full. Dark leafy green vegetables also contain more calcium than milk per pound. A calcium-rich diet helps to build and protect your bones. About 90% of the calcium in our bodies are in our bones and our teeth. It is the key to lifelong bone health. You can also help fight cancer with dark green vegetables because dark green leafy vegetables like spinach, kale, and collard greens contain beta carotene as well as lutein. And lutein and beta carotene are powerful antioxidants that can play a role in blocking early stages in the development of cancer. dark leafy greens are also high in folate. Some studies link foods high in folate with a lower risk of breast, lung, and skin cancers. In addition, lutein seems to help slow the development of age-related muscular degeneration, a cause of age-related blindness. Greens also fight many diseases because of the carotenoids in leafy greens act as antioxidants. If you have listened to my previous podcasts, folate is a B vitamin that also promotes heart health and is necessary for DNA duplication and repair. Without repair, damaged cells can develop into cancer. As we talked about in podcast 56, Eating the Rainbow for Optimal Health, fruits and vegetables are rich in cancer-fighting nutrients, and the more color, the more nutrients they contain. Always remember, the best way to get these nutrients is not from a supplement, but by eating enough leafy green vegetables. Supplements aren't intended to be a substitute food. They can't replace all the nutrients and benefits of whole foods. Well, that is it for today's podcast. Sorry I had to cut it a little short, but I'm off to Cincinnati to visit my best friend and meet her first granddaughter. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. And thank you to my sponsor, Zulka Sugar. You can find all my pure CBD products on my website, ordinaryvegan.net, in my first book, The Easy 5-Ingredient Cookbook on Amazon. Thank you for pre-ordering. I appreciate it. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.